Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Wow, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We've got a great lineup for you today. I'm really excited about it. Two amazing people that have said yes to a life path, but that life path is in service. It's in service of you. It's in service of the world. It's in service. And so when you think about that, I really have to think about it a lot lately, especially after I wrote that chapter for Peggy in her book. And I thought about a couple things that people have said. And I stopped for a minute and I thought to myself, I did not sit down and have an Akashic Record reading or something like that. You know, what I realize about how I got here to be honored to be in the presence of all of you amazing people is by stepping in a few potholes, understanding that that felt not good, and then understanding what happens when you make decisions that feel so easy, you don't even think about it, you don't look back. Living a life that takes you on a path where you are just waking up, breathing, smiling, you understand there's things in the world that bother you, but you're not really about them. And I didn't wake up one day and say to myself, I think I'm going to do this. I think this is it. I just know that there was a point in my life where I realized I don't want people to go through the kinds of things I went through in my life if I can help it. And this happens to be the way. My guess, yeah, Lisa Estabrook, same artist, mother, Wei Shower, author, home herbalist, love that, plant whisperer, got a lot of questions for her. Spent 30 years, maybe more, I don't know, but the point is spent a large chunk of time of her life to create something meaningful, heart-led, right? Healthy and joyful. And I want to stop here a minute and say healthy and joyful because yesterday I got a bunch of emails from you all about really, that's really, you were that sick. You had that thing. You got that help. And what I learned along the way from so many people, and Benny, you remember Katya, right? Of Urban Wellness.
Yeah, Katya Dipani.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And people like Katya for me helped me understand what it is in the power of plant spirit, anything. And so when Linda says to me, why do you have so many plants? Do you really need another plant? I don't have to explain it to her. I'm just going to send her to mysoulflower.com. I'm going to send her over to Lisa. And I'm going to say, I don't have an explanation, but here's what I know. There's an energy. And there's an energy that is so ancient that mm-hmm. before you could go to your local pharmacy, this is what people did. Plants, flower energy, the rituals that were established around this. And by the way, today, one of the most used indigenous herbs universally is sage. But today we're going to hear from this amazing woman, this author, what you should know and what the community is about. Lisa, it's great to have you. Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here, Pat.
I want to just get a little background. And to start, because we are going to talk about, you know, the Soulflower Oracle. We are going to talk about that. But there is more to talk about for a minute. And the more that I want us to talk about is the power of what we've learned from those that have come before, right? And what do I mean by that? I mean, if we could think for a minute about the community that have that has come before, if we can think about thousands and thousands of years ago, when people looked at the land, right? And just for lack of a better word, they look at the land, they looked up at the sky, they looked up at what was available to them. They couldn't get in their SUV and drive down the road. They're like, oh, what's this flower? And they created the essence of the wisdom that has been passed forward to us. For me, here's my question to you. What's created the wisdom for you to enable you to be on the life path you're on today?
Pat, it was a deep remembering that I am part of that web that you just spoke of, that I'm not separate from the earth. I am earth. I mean, we talk about this in terms of like, we're a part of nature. We live on this earth, but we are actually earth itself. We are made of the same atoms and molecules that the plants are made of, that the rocks are made of. We're all recycled over and over and over. And for me, in my own journey, it was remembering that I am a part of this, and that all the wisdom that is held in the earth for all these generations is held in my DNA, in my cells of my body. And, you know, we just have in our modern world so many distractions, and an underlying paradigm of searching outside of ourselves for and accepting wisdom from external experts. We are very disempowered in that way, and we don't trust what we know, you know, for ourselves. And so for me, and I was very much a part of that, It was only until my 40s that I realized, well, hey, I've followed the direction from, you know, this is a classic midlife, right? I followed direction from loving parents, community that supported me. I grew up a very privileged lifestyle, all those sorts of things. I did everything I was supposed to do, and I was not happy, and I was not healthy. And so for me, that was the wake-up call, where I, like, my body was so loud, and our bodies are so wise, and they're communicating with us as much as any other consciousness outside, you know, the plants or another human. They're talking to us all the time. And I just had spent my lifetime, you know, shutting it down, numbing it, taking a painkiller because I'm in pain, you know, or whatever it is. I wasn't willing to accept responsibility for my own life journey until I was. And so for me, it's been a decade now of learning to trust my inner wisdom, learning to trust what I know to be true, and empowering myself, taking responsibility for my life and taking responsibility for the choices that I make, and knowing that I'm fully responsible for it all. And, you know, just feeling empowered to know that, like, life isn't always going to be, you know, the roses, the bed of roses. There's the thorns too. And that's part of it. And, you know, it's nothing personal. It's just, it's all helping us grow, us grow. And so I just remembered I was basically a complicated houseplant, you know, that's really where I got to. And I need the same care and tending that I give to my children, that I give to my plants, to my animals, all that. So that's been the journey for me.
I had to ask the question for a lot of reasons. One is, you know, I know for myself now, I'm getting asked these questions myself, and there's always a beautiful story that lead people to where they are. You know, there's also a beautiful story that leads us to a Soulflower Oracle, and just the idea of soul, flower, plant, spirit, right? Just saying that. because we're here to tell everybody today, we are talking about that. We are talking about Soul Flower Plant Spirit Oracle Deck and Guidebook with Lisa, of course, but we're talking about the energy of it. Why is it so important in the world we're living in today? You know, what is it about the energy? And I believe there are 44 in the deck, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah.
What is it about the energy of these that transcends anything we want to think about in terms of resistance and points us to an incredible focus of wisdom for each and every one of them? And and I want to ask you, I mean, look, this took you several years to create.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a reason. See, I think anytime something takes that long, it's directly the equivalent to how much is needed in the world. Mm. What was your sense of the world needing this now?
A great deal. We, like I said, we've forgotten our power. We've forgotten as women. You know, so for me, as really about remembering the divine feminine and embodying that, remembering it, healing it, and embodying it. And when I say healing, I'm not talking about curing a physical symptom. I'm talking about remembering the wholeness of who I am. And the flowers, we've all been in, we are all in relationship with the plants. We're all in relationship with the flowers already. And so for me, you know, the creation of this deck was a beautiful dance with each of these flowers. Each one of them came, you know, into my life to help me remember an aspect of my own soul that I had forgotten, you know, a soul quality, if you like. And so each one of them came in, and I would be in relationship with them during that time. And I had to really let go. I mean, dandelion is on the cover of this. Dandelion is about letting go, releasing. And there's many, many lessons in that. She's an ally that I've had since a child. Well, many of us have. We all remember going around and blowing dandelion seeds and making wishes, right? Well, I didn't know I was making an oracle deck. I just knew I was on a healing journey. It wasn't until I was about halfway through the deck that I was told by one of the flowers that you need to share this. You need to make this into a deck. And I had this dream as well. I woke up from the, no, I don't want to do that. This is personal. This is what I'm doing. And this dream was like, you know, I woke up and you're in that sort of dream, that liminal space. And I just could hear, you're a way shower, you're a way shower, you're a way shower. You know, so I went through all this time, all this space of like, oh, what are my credentials to do this? You know, where is my, you know, and that's part of the medicine. I don't need any credentials that I can have this. I can share my healing journey from my own perspective and with the hopes of inspiring somebody else, even if it's one heart or 10 hearts, to trust their own heart, to follow their own inner wisdom, to follow their own unique path and journey. So for me, sharing this has been, you know, an evolution in and of itself from the moment I self-published it to the moment it's been picked up by Inner Traditions and Fintorn Press. You know, it's all been a journey for me of releasing and letting go and trusting,
yeah,
and allowing, you know, nature, spirit to move through me in the way that it wants to. And now I am happy and I am my joyful life in every single moment, and I'm pinching myself, but I had to go through that dark night. I had to face it. And we all have to, and we're doing it collectively now.
Yeah.
We're doing it collectively now that we're healing on a global scale, the separation from the divine feminine and the divine masculine. We're learning to re-embody this wisdom and this knowledge. And, you know, people that are women, the hearts that are hurting hurt, be it the earth, be it themselves, whatever. So, you know, and it's just, this is one heart at a time. This is a one heart at a time, one day at a time, one moment at a time process. And I'm just here like doing my thing and knowing that I, you know, there's like the wisdom of the seven generations back and the seven generations forward. My children are in their late teens and 20s, and you know, they're at a place where I was when I was in my mid 40s, you know, so it's like every time we are willing to look at the circumstances of our lives and, you know, see it as, for me, I see it as the soil for our own personal growth. It's like nothing is, you know, letting go of judgment. That's another letting go. Big issue, you know, for so many of us, you know, in our mind. our minds are prisons, and they just kind of separate us from our heart's truth. And so, so I just felt called to share my work and to share my process and just to be the most authentic person, you know, share my truth as authentically as I could. With the hopes of inspiring others.
Well, I mean, let's talk about this for a little bit based on what you said, because I really want to touch on a couple of things.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you about seventh generation. You know what? From day one, when this young woman was a child and emerged on the scenes and became known as Greta, of course, now she's Greta Thunberg. Of course, now she's grown. Of course, now she's faced more challenges. Her family's life has been threatened over and over again, but she has not faltered, right? But look what she's representing, exactly what you said. The other thing I want to get to is in my own healing journey, if I'd have gotten this book a number of years ago with the dandelion on the cover, right, there would have been such a level of skepticism from me, but then I got sick. Mm-hmm. And then I learned about it. But I want to talk about dandelion first before we go on to talk about anything else. Mm-hmm. Because many people see them in the field. They don't know what they are, right? But they may see them at a different stage of their evolution. Mm-hmm. But what I learned along the way, and I cringed, like when Dr. Darvish sent me to Katya and said, have her make a combination of dandelion tea, .. I was like, what? I said, dandelion, spell it. Like, is like this the thing that grows like everywhere? And then I learned about it. Let's talk about the energy and the spirit of what's on your cover, because many people see it. They don't see them in their final stage. You may see them as wild. We call them weeds.
Absolutely.
They grow everywhere. They're beautiful to have. I love them. But very few people understand the energetic and the health benefit. Can you talk to that for a minute?
Yeah. So they're in the sunflower family. I like to tell people that because, you know, sunflowers are so beloved, you know, I mean, it's just a little mini sunflower there. And they're medicinals. They have a deep, deep taproot. And they help to, within your body, they help to detoxify, they help to purify your own blood system, your liver, and all those aspects. And, you know, I have used dandelion medicinally and as a food for, you know, as part of it's been supporting me through menopause, everything. It's just, it like helps to you know, just support your blood. It's chock full of minerals and vitamins, and the leaves, every part of it is edible. Every part of it is edible. And it was actually, I think it was brought to this country as a food plant, as a crop, you know, and now it's energetically, it really makes me smile how we're at war with dandelions. There's a company around here that sprays weeds, and you know, it's the logo is a dandelion right there, you know, like this, and to me it's come to represent this war on ourselves, you know, and on nature itself. And dandelion is one of the first responders for all of it. I mean, that level, she's one of the first responders. She, every single piece of disturbed earth or where we've paved, you know, she can find her way in and her way through, you know, to be there for you. And so I have a funny story about dandelion, because when I was working with it for, you know, honestly, about 6 months of painting and sketching and sitting with dandelion, and the way that the plant spirits work for me, it's story medicine, you know, it's, so I pay attention to what's happening in my life, what's going on, what are the stories that are happening. And then when I'm, you know, become aware of dandelion and what's happening at the same time, it's like your perception expands and you make the connections, and it's a full body aha moment. And so I was sitting in the garden, and it was right around that time when that Disney movie Frozen was playing, and my three young kids are running around the yard through all the dandelions, screaming, let it go, you know, and I had this, this classic moment of, yes, I get it. My mind, I am, you know, so locked into this idea that I can figure everything out. That if I, you know, if I could just, you know, do the right things, that I can be happy, be healthy, all that kind of stuff. So it was just this, it was just this deep resonant moment of release and letting go. And, you know, my, I have suffered with headaches my whole life, you know, and I think that part of that is, you know, energetically just being in my head so much, you know, and we worship the intellect. We've forgotten the heart and the body wisdom, you know, and Dandelion reminds us of that. And she's everywhere to remind us of that, you know, to try to bring us back into to ground, to root back into the earth.
Yeah. And, you know, the reason I wanted to bring it up is because I wanted to say to people, you're right. We battle them every day. And of course, when I think about your book, we're going to talk about this too in a little bit when we come back from break. We're also talking about, and I just want people to know this, you know, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Lisa Estabrook. And Lisa, we're talking about Soulflower Plant Spiritual Oracle. Before we jump ahead, right, how do people find out about you? How do they get this? Because now I believe it's available and has been available. I believe Amazon, but your website tells people where they can get things, right?
Yeah. Well, you can get it from my website. You can go to my website and try the free daily pick there. You can go there and I don't collect information, personal information. It's really important to me that people choose to be. I'm not there to sell them anything. Come and see. Come and try it out. And then I have, you know, 6 years, 7 years of blog posts and essays about my experiences with this. So you can deep dive directly on my website. You can then go to your local, you can buy it from me. You could go to your local bookstore. I encourage you to do that. Of course, you can get it from Amazon, Barnes and Noble, et cetera. So, but I feel like it's just like oracle cards. They're not fortune telling cards. They're not fortune telling. I see them as mirrors. You know, everything is energy and we're all vibrating at a certain frequency, which changes throughout the day. And when you pull an oracle card, you're going to pull the card that matches what you are going through, so you most hear what you need to hear. And it's nothing that you don't already know. That's what I like to do. So I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know. All I'm doing is reminding you, which is what the plants have done for me. And the plants have been my mentors. They've been my teachers, you know, and I wanted a teacher that spoke English. You know, I had to learn to speak heart.
you and me both, sister.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you know, look, I've often thought about this. I never thought in a million years that I'm this kid growing up in the Bronx, lived in the projects, jumped on a bed, you know, hit my head up against a radiator. They said that I had a near-death experience. They had to bring me back. Don't remember any of it. Got a really cool little scar that I thought about tattooing, but I'm not. But then I went through the life that everybody goes through. A little bit rough until I was about 18, right? Mm-hmm. But when I came off of the streets from being homeless in the concrete jungle, I never thought if you'd ask me, Pat, do you see yourself living in one of the most beautiful places on the planet, the Pacific Northwest? I'm not saying there are other places because I love the desert, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But every day I'm so grateful for my life. Yeah. And I love that you talked about this as this is not a one size fits all, because somebody said to me the other day, I think you'll appreciate this. They said to me, oh my gosh, Pat, are you getting ready for this new moon in Cancer? And I thought, well, wait a minute, not everybody. And then I looked it up and there are three, this, I went back to my friend and I said, look, life is not a one size fits all. Mm-hmm. I don't know two people. I really don't. Mm-hmm. that have the same experiences, even in the grocery store. And I said, let me just say something to you. It's really an interesting, great new moon. And just for the record, there are three signs that are not affected by it. My sign of Sagittarius is one of them. And yet I woke up this morning crying. And so I had to text my friend back. And I said, maybe a little bit. And that's really why I wanted you to share this, because it doesn't matter which, and we're going to talk about these. Do you have a favorite? Is there one today that you're drawn to? But dandelion, and that's why I ask you about it. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about the others. I learned the healing power. I learned it was a food. Mm-hmm. I learned it was a tea. Mm-hmm. I learned that it had over 10 we have to say emerging benefits. I have to have the caveat that says, I'm not a doctor. The FDA hasn't approved what I'm about to say. But we've learned from multi-generational people that not only is there an energy, but think about an energy of something like dandelion that has so much nutrition in it, highly nutrition. You can eat dandelion greens raw. You can get vitamin A, vitamin C. Think about what I'm saying. And if I'm talking about one of the plants that Lisa's going to talk about, antioxidants, anti-inflammatory, blood sugar management, glyceride, triglycerides, lower blood pressure, liver health, weight loss, now you can Google these. One plant.
Yeah.
What does Lisa know? When we come back, it's going to take us through a couple of them, but more importantly, why is this called Soul Flower? Why is this, she says, you're a seeker like me? You know, someplace deep in your bones that we, and that as we heal ourselves, as we each remember ourselves whole, we will heal the earth. Benny, Micah, let's take a short break. We'll be right back. My very special guest.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.LeahRowling.com.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Hi, I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist Wadrena Layton.
We want to invite you to join us on the Coach Martez and Wadrena Layton show, where we discuss understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspectives.
Relationships are the currency to life, and so many couples find themselves broke in their relationships. We want you to join us for a lively discussion and practical tips and insights on how to turn things around and gain the Married for Life mindset.
Benny, did you just play that?
Well, yeah.
That is so cool. Thank you, Benny.
Sure.
Before we go, and you're going to walk us through the book, maybe you'll even share some of the other little plant spirits in the book.
Yeah.
I also want people to be able to go to your website, because this isn't the only book you wrote. I mean, you also wrote the Plant Spirit Field Guide.
Yeah.
One of my favorites. And then I love the daily practice. So how do people find out about you, if you don't mind? And let's get them there. And then I would love for you to walk us on a soul journey, a soul flower journey of the book. And okay. I am going to ask you if you have a favorite today. But again, how do people get the deck? How do they find out about you?
Go to mysoulflower.com. You can play with the deck right there. You can choose a card, you can practice, and you can learn. There's a library of plant spirit wisdom blog posts that you can dive into, dig as deep as you want. And you will be led on a journey from, you know, through the site.
Yeah. And then please, can you tell us, but before we go, it's important to tell them about the community that you've created as well.
Yeah. So I have a Mighty Network community, which I founded. It's hosted by myself and an Earth Wisdom Council of women who are each on their own unique journeys. And we're all just there to support those that want to learn more about the plants, want to learn more about themselves, and just want to find a kindred, you know, group of women. It is for women to share in the journey of self-discovery. So it's like a social media platform, but it's really not. It's very safe and very and small, and just and we learn about ourselves through all of our relationships. And this is really a way to utilize this incredible technology that we have to connect with others in a way that's meaningful, you know, and not one way.
Yeah.
Of course, I am on Instagram and Facebook, but really not very much. So it doesn't fuel me, and it doesn't feel right in my heart. So I go to the community network. So
yeah, just join the community. And thank you for giving us multiple options on how to participate. Mm-hmm. And I just love this. I love what you're doing in the community. I love the way people are participating mm-hmm. in the community. And you know, what is more, I mean, can we think about anything that's more beautiful than taking pictures of plants and flowers and things like that, right?
Right.
I took a picture of these roses I have out front, and I'm very drawn to roses, rose water, everything about it.
Yeah.
But what I love about what you're doing, and let's talk about this for a minute, because it's very important to me, is we're talking about the energy, the soul, flower, plant, spirit. Can you take us through what you've created here? Now, I would love for you to also talk about some of the soul flowers in here that maybe people don't know about. And I know people did not know about dandelion because I just got 3 text messages on my phone about that. And so they want me to give the website where I found that information. But take us through this. I mean, it's always difficult, I would imagine. What do you select? Which ones do you leave out, right? How did you come to that?
I didn't choose. I was led. I had my nice little mental list of, you know, all these flowers grow in my garden and they grow in the woods around my home. And I had my list. Once I knew I was doing the deck, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. And how many should I put in there? 48, 72. I don't know. I had to let go of that because I would be in the, you know, walking through the woods, and I came across periwinkle, vinca minor, it's a beautiful ground cover. It was late winter. It was in bloom and it wasn't supposed to be. It got my attention, and that's how they get your attention. And it drew me in, and I began my relationship with periwinkle. And, you know, and it came at a time in my life where that was the last card that I made. That was the last card I made. And it was like, enough already. You have gone through this journey. It's time to release this deck. You know, it's time to, you know, take all the wisdom learned and now, you know, go to your growth edge and start the next part of your journey. So, you know, each of these flowers that were in here, you know, some of them I was much more familiar with than others. Some were new to me in this, you know, in this deck. And I've since, I mean, it's been a decade since I started this, and each of my relationships with these flowers continues to grow. I, you know, people say, well, are you going to make another deck? No, I'm not. There's 44 really close friends, really, really close friends. And every time I connect with these flowers or I journey with them, and I'm not talking a shamanic journey. For me, journeying with the flowers is in my everyday consciousness, in my waking consciousness. And every time I do that, I learn more. It's like being in relationship with another human. You never know everything about even your closest relationships. You know, you're always learning more, and we're always growing, and we're always changing. So these relationships continue to be dynamic, and the wisdom that they share with me is shared through my stories. That's how, you know, I think earth wisdom is shared. It's in each of our stories. And so if someone else is in the community with me and we're journeying for a moon cycle with a particular flower, when they share their stories, that is part of the medicine. Because if you're holding the intention, like right now, we just welcomed in daffodil for this moon cycle. And I chose that on the winter solstice. I didn't, you know, I just kind of randomly, I have a ceremony I do at the winter solstice, and I invite all the flowers in for the year ahead. So I knew who was coming in for me at this time. And, you know, so I introduce it into the community there. And then if anyone else is also holding the intention to travel with daffodil, everything that happens in their life, all the awakening information, all the experiences they have, it's all part of the picture. And daffodil is about perception, you know? And so we each have our little, like, if you think of daffodil, like a little flashlight, like a little trumpet flashlight, you know, it's like, it illuminates one little aspect of what we call life. From my perspective, right? But when we sit in circle with other women and we're sharing this, we're all illuminating a part of the story of life. And it's just beautiful. It's beautiful how we learn more about ourselves through sharing our stories, and how we learn more about the plants in the same way. And the synchronicities are off the charts, yeah. always. So, you know, and I know that this is, you know, the messages from daffodil is exactly what we need right now. It's really potent medicine for all of us. It's, you know, around letting go of judgment.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's an interesting energy, especially given the new moon that just happened, the new moon in Cancer, and what everybody talks about with that new moon. But it's also, you know, this is where we really, this is a time to set intentions and to plant seeds. Absolutely. And here's a confusing thing that people get about judgments. I actually teach an entire class on it, because the misconception about judgment is the same misconception we have about forgiveness.
Yeah.
And so when we say we have to let go of judgments, most people think that means I do nothing.
Right.
Right. So I have a judgment about this global thing happening. No, that's not what we say and it's not what we mean when we say let go of judgments. That's not what we're saying. But when you hold on to a judgment to the point where it becomes a resentment, then it turns into anger, then it just all consumes every part of your life. And it could be the judgment you have about your mom's chicken cacciatore.
It could be anything.
Anything.
It's our attachment to it. It's our attachment to it, to making it a story that becomes our prison.
Right.
And it's forgiveness, just like it's not forgiveness.
Everything.
Everything outside of us, but our own selves, forgiveness of ourselves that we find ourselves in judgment. And so to me, it's just like becoming the witness and the observer of my own life. That's really, you know, that's how I use this Oracle deck. And that's how I share it for people, is it's a self-care tool, and not self-care from a place of sort of wounded obligation. Like I have stuff to fix. There's something wrong with me. It's not self-care from that place. It's self-care from this loving, unconditionally loving and compassionate part of ourselves that is, you know, and I feel that deeply in nature. And I feel like people already know this. Oh, I don't know this. Well, what do you do for somebody when they're not feeling well? You give them a bouquet of flowers. It elevates their mood, right? Helps them feel better. You know, watching a sunset, being out in the woods. We don't need to have an intellectual understanding, you know, of the energetic components or the planets or any of that. We don't need to have any of that. Our bodies tell us, we can feel it, you know, and then our minds, of course, try to rationalize and understand it. But, you know, we're all in relationship with these plants already. We're all in relationship with many of these flowers that are in this deck. This is just a way of, you know, deepening your relationship to yourself and the flowers at the same time through the wisdom of the flowers. So when I say self-care, I tell people to just take a daily pick, you know, to just shuffle the cards and just say to yourself, just hold that intention. You know, what do I need to be reminded of in this moment for my own highest good, yeah, which is the highest good of all? What do I need to be reminded of? And then I pick a card. And that's my starting point for self-reflection that day. That's how I water myself as the houseplant that I am. You know, it's with my care and attention and what we give our energy to. That's what thrives, right? And so we can do what you said. We can get all judgmental and angry and using our energy to just, you know, spread more disconnect and separation in the world, or we can use it to focus on what we want to grow, you know, what we want to see more of. So, and that's the same, you know, so not shining that light within as well. So that's really the way I share. That's how I use these cards. That's how I continue to use these cards. And that's how I share others. Yeah.
Well, let me talk about light, because one of the card that really came up for me today was Esther. Uh-huh. And when I looked at that and I thought, okay, I don't know much about it. I know the way they look. I love them, you know, mm-hmm. like they end up somewhere in my flower bed somewhere. But then I really looked at the meaning that you present and bring forward. And I thought to myself, okay, yeah, that is perfect for me, mm-hmm. right? You know, it's perfect. And when you look at it in the deck and the guide that you have, right, you talk about, the illumination.
Right.
And I said, wow, there's no mistake about this. And then I read what you say about it. And I read about, you know, you talking about the idea that there are channels, right, of communication and self-expression and creativity and self-consciousness. Mm-hmm. And that this, you know, Esther helps us to manifest your creative ideas, right? I think, mm-hmm. let me just help you to manifest your creative ideas, you know, translating inspiration into physical form. And I'm telling you, when I woke up today, that is exactly the perfect card for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's any mistakes. Not when you're in relationship with that. And, you know, and I like to say, like, people tend to pick that card perhaps when they're like, living beliefs like I'm not an artist, or I don't know how to, you know, I don't know how to deal with this in my life, or I don't, you know, so they tend to pull these things. I say to, you know, you are a powerful creator. You even, like, what are you making for dinner tonight? You just have this thought about what you're going to make. And then next thing you know, it's like, you know, it's, or if you order out, whatever, you've manifested this, you know, to look at it from, you know, at our lives with this level of like curiosity and magic, you know, it's really powerful. And yeah, so Esther is just one of those plants that helps us to realize our potential at, you know, as creators, and that we are creating every moment. Yeah. We are creating everything in every moment. So
I love this because it then goes on to talk about play. And I thought, you know what? I am going to later on today. Usually I go and play a sport on Wednesdays, but I'm not able to do it today. I'm going to go into my garage and play. And I thought, wow, not only are you giving us a daily practice, or you're giving us a beautiful quote, or you're giving us a beautiful meaning, you're also giving us, you know, the essentials of how to be with the energy in life.
Yeah.
And that's what I loved about the way you've created this. What would you say is the least likely card, plant, flower that people even know about or have heard about?
Probably plumbago.
So let's talk about that for a minute, because there are going to be some that people relate to.
Yeah. Right? So plumbago is about understanding, and it's about deep shadow work. And I want to share the story of that one, because plumbago wasn't in my garden, and my middle daughter gifted it to me when I was making the deck. She gifted me plumbago, and I began the relationship. You know, so here is like how the plants came into my garden. This is a dwarf variety. It called attention really to the masks that I was wearing, the numerous masks that I was wearing, and the labels that we assign to ourselves, and to see all parts of myself as lovable, even those ones that I kind of didn't think were lovable. So, you know, we all wear masks. We all, you know, here I'm the perfect mother, or I'm the, you know, the expert in this. And, you know, and so it was really for me, and it was given to me by my daughter. And, you know, she's the second daughter, the middle child. And, you know, the first child had a much easier, you know, time of things, and she didn't have as much of an easy time of things. And yet I was sort of comparing her, you know, with my older daughter. And, you know, our children are such good teachers for us, you know, such good teachers for us, and so humbled by these beautiful souls that have come to teach me and help awaken me in my life. And she, you know, she has a different way of viewing the world. And I had tried very hard to help her fit in, because I didn't want her to be uncomfortable. I didn't want her to have a hard time, right? And so it came from a very loving place. But what I was doing was putting a mask on her, you know? What I was doing was saying, well, maybe if you do it this way, you'll be accepted more, or, you know, like fitting in. And this is kind of what school does, you know, schools do, you know, some of our communities that we are in, you have to be a certain way to be in the community, you know? And so for me, it was really about just awakening to all these aspects, these shadow sides of myself, in a way that was understanding. I really gained a lot of understanding about why I chose to say the things I said and to do the things I did, and then to move through it. And my daughter brought that to me, and she taught me that. And, you know, and she's an amazing young woman, absolutely amazing young woman. And she, you know, her, all the things that made me uncomfortable for her, you know, are her absolute blessings and gifts in this life. And she doesn't wear masks.
Yeah.
She is wholly who she is.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful flower too, right? Let's just talk about it for a minute. I think it's blue, isn't it? Isn't it a beautiful blue?
Yeah, iridescent blue. And then the flower, the buds beneath it are like these spiky red, deep red, blood red, you know, sepals that hold that bud in, and it's kind of like hidden. It's like behind everything, like the spiky shadow side, the scariness, you know, how does it feel to take this mask off? It's around self-acceptance and a deep understanding that we are many things. We are many, many things.
I mean, first of all, I don't know your daughter
Yeah.
But I already admire her because what space have you been able to create to have a child be able to present you with that message?
Yeah.
I mean, how beautiful is that? I mean, in the story of this, it really gets to Soulflower.
Yeah.
It really gets to the energy of what we're talking about, right, Lisa?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I was raised, well, you have to respect, you know, and your elders, and you have to bend the be seen and not heard, and don't make waves. I mean, I can give you a whole bouquet of little things that beliefs that I held about my life. And those are the things that I was untangling. Those are the things that I was letting go of because they weren't my beliefs. Those are the beliefs that were imprisoning my heart, you know?
Yeah. You know, there's so many stories and there's a story for every one of these that called
stories. Multiple stories.
Yeah. And I want to just step back for a minute. First of all, thank you for joining me here today. I know we've got a few minutes left. Can you remind people one more time how they can find out more about you, the community, and how they can purchase the deck?
Yeah, absolutely. Please visit mysoulflower.com. And there is a links there to my shop. I sell my deck. I sell my books. And I also sell a lot of tools for helping you learn to, well, remember to hold, how to build relationship with yourself, to how to set intentions and, you know, how to make, how to work with the unconscious and bring it into a conscious reality, basically, you know, which is all that we're all doing. And so, you know, we just forget, we're always distracted. But for me, you know, I create these temporary tattoos to help bring in those plant spirits. I have cards, all sorts of things. And my plant spirit blog there where I do share these stories. And so, yeah, that's the best place to go. And you can purchase right from there, or you can purchase from your local bookseller or Amazon or Barnes & Noble and all the usual places.
Look, a couple minutes left. Mm. I want to really talk about how we're bringing something so ancient and so wise to a modern time. And there's no mistake about you writing this. Mm. And how we can plug into the energy from your perspective, because that's really the heart and the soul of what you put into this creation. And, you know, as I look at this, and certainly for me to really pull that particular flower today out of everyone in there, there was such meaning to explain, you know, where I was in the moment. I mean, beyond anything that I could even imagine. But the way you did it is you provide a safe space to the understanding. Mm-hmm. And in the couple of minutes we have left, can you talk to how important that is for you?
Well, I think this is, for me, it's about remembering that life is a gift. Life is a gift. And we can't control it. As much as we think that we can control it, we can't. This is a big part of the letting go. And so for me, there is an unequivocal safety, personal safety in that knowing that I am held and supported by nature, by spirit, in my life, that I'm held and supported and guided by these flowers in my life. And for me, that's, and that I don't know everything. I'm not an expert. All I know is my own life and my own experience. But I do deeply believe that we each have that power to be our own teachers, to be our own healers, to be our own wise women. And for me, that's the dream that I'm holding the intention for. I want this deck to feel like a bouquet of flowers that you are receiving from my heart to yours. I've been there. I've been through this journey. I continue to go through this journey of life. And it's ever spiraling expansion and growth. And So I really just want people to feel empowered when they hold this bouquet of flowers.
Yeah.
And yeah. Yet know that deeply, that even if they don't, even if it doesn't feel apparent at this moment, that you're in partnership with all those, the experts into your life, the doctors, the teachers, you're in partnership with them, but you have to be in partnership. You have to be fully present and responsible and accept responsibility for your journey. And that's what I hope to share in my community. Yeah. And in the way I support people is just by showing up, yeah. showing up. Hey, I'm right here with you. We're all in this together. And, yeah. you know, I can't fix it for you, but I can sure as hell love you while you do it. You know? Yeah. And cheer yeah. you up. And that's what the
flowers we need are. It.
Yeah.
We need that though. We need that.
And that is what all of nature is, and as our ancestors, as these wise beings, that is what nature is reflecting to us, this unconditional love. And so when, you know, that's what I want people to do is to give it back to themselves, give that to themselves.
Yeah. Thank you so much for today. Thank you for everything. Yeah. I mean, thank you for reminding us of, first of all, how simple it is for us to appreciate.
Yeah.
How wonderful it is. Yeah. And how easy it is for us to forget. And what you've done is reminded us. Lisa, thank you so much for everything you do. And thank you so much for sharing that beautiful story about your daughter.
Yeah.
And thank you so very, very much for continuing to help us all rise up, you know, to shift our consciousness, even for a moment.
Absolutely.
Thank you for doing all that. And thank you for bringing this incredible deck to light.
Thank you for having me. And we're all doing the very best we can. I really know that. I really believe that. So
I know. I know we are. But some days, I don't know if you're like me, judgment about my own self, that's my Achilles heel, yeah. right? Thank you so much
you.
For joining me. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a short break. We've given you lots of information. It's just a beautiful deck, but it's also really cool to really share this with someone else. Let's take a short break, Benny, Micah, Lisa, thank you. We'll be right back.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.